Welcome back to Who's Going to Win, the 2024 edition. Asa Lucas here with Matt Mullinex, Chris Parks, and Jim Field. Gentlemen, good to be here with you. We have a great selection coming up this week. We have Arweva at Exira EHK, Booyer Valley at Griswold, Audubon at CAM, West Monona at Riverside, AHSTW at Tri-Center, Underwood at Van Meter, Lewis Central at Harlan, and Clark at Atlantic. Also want to say a special thank you to Rush CPA and Fairway for sponsoring our first week here of Who's Going to Win. We'll take a break and be back underway.
Hey, Garrett, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Yeah, Becky, this week we have a great deal on Pepsi, Coke, 7-Up, 12-pack, 12-ounce cans, buy three, get three free. Great for the grill, T-bone steaks for only $9.88 a pound. We have our Frito-Lay party-sized chips for only $3.88 each when you buy three. Get our fresh blackberries for only $1.98 for 6 ounces. We have a great savings to stock up the freezer on our 85% lean ground beef 10-pound tubes for only $3.88 a pound. And don't forget to check out the rest of our ad for all our great savings, and thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Welcome back to Who's Going to Win. Asa Lucas, and I am here with three scholars of the game. Again, we gave some introductions earlier on before our break. We have Chris Parks, the Who's Going to Win champion of 2023 with a record of 69-11. Then there is myself, who came in second place last year with a record of 65-15. In third place was Matt Mullinex with a record of 63-17. And then Jim Field with a record of 61-19. Gentlemen, how do you feel to be back in the booth?
Feels great.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited. New season, you bet. Loving it.
Yeah, Matt. We finished behind a guy who only lived here for a few months and didn't know anything about any of the schools.
It's beginner's
luck. Well, it's towards the end, I was trying to make up, trying to actually catch Chris.
Oh, that's what your excuse is this week.
Chris did get lucky on a few of those games.
So, got lucky got in that regard.
Oh, no, so. I was paying coaches. I was working hard, trying to get all the inside information that I could. Probably shouldn't have said that over the air.
I was scrambling from week one.
Well, let's take a look at our first game here for some eight-man football. We have Arweva at Exira EHK. And Chris, since you are our champion, we want you to start it off for us.
All right. Thank you. You'll notice I brought in that beautiful Hoosman trophy over
I
here
do.
So you could take
Love
a look
it.
At it.
Yeah. Just missed it for a year.
It's looking nice.
Get her back.
I mean, no thumb. He's almost doesn't have a wrist, too. So he's might be on the IR for a little bit, but this will be a good game to start off our list, I think. It was a close game last year. Arweva won it by a couple of points, and they do actually bring some guys back. Blaine Smith at the quarterback spot, Wade Ragler at running back, a couple of their pieces. And Exira EHK did lose quite a bit. That senior class was kind of a big one that they relied on last year with Jameson Kilworth and Cash M. Garden, who was kind of in and out with injuries, and Jackson Ratcliffe. So they lost some production. They do return Alex Hansen in the backfield. That'll help them out. I think, obviously, as Mr. Buchholz gets more time there, he'll, you know, kind of impose the system that he wants to put in place. But I don't know, that returning production for Arweva, I'm just going to give them a little bit of an advantage. I think the Rockets are going to win.
Going with the Rockets. All righty, we can mark that down. Jim, who do you got?
The Rockets' Red Glare. It's in the song. It's literally in the song. I agree with what Chris said wholeheartedly. I think Exira EHK, it's always tough to play there. They always play well at home. They usually have a pretty good group of athletes. But Arweva, I think, is just a little more seasoned right now with what they have coming back. So, yep, I'm going to go with Arweva as well.
Okay, when I was looking at this game and trying to prepare, I think this is going to be a close one, even with the loss of production on both sides of the ball for Exira EHK. As you were noting there, Chris, that score was 46-44 with Arweva winning it. And they do return both Ragglers, which is a huge help. For Exira EHK, they can look to Alex Hansen. And he was a big contributor when handling the ball. And then on defense, he did a pretty nice job. You look at Wyatt Ragglers' stats. Now a junior, 91 carries, 607 yards, 9 touchdowns. But I do like the home field advantage for the Spartans. So I'm going to go with Exira EHK.
Okay. All right. And just those of you from the old Boyer Valley Conference, it's a regaler in there, so just correct your pronunciation. That's
Thank you.
Okay, though.
Appreciate it.
It's all right. I'm sure they'll be listening, and AC will get phone calls.
You'll get the IR phone calls.
Yep.
Had it before, I'll have it again. Now, Matt, where were you thinking with this?
Well,
are you going to leave me hanging?
I am going to actually leave you hanging. I'm just going to throw that out there right away. We're going to throw you out on the limb and put you behind the eight ball right out of the gate here, Aces. So we're just going to make everything correct. And I'm going to go with the Rockets as well. I think the Spartans just it will take a few games in there. They lost quite a bit, as Chris and you, Asa, both alluded to. Arweva brings enough production back in the eight-man game, I think, to be effective in this first game outing.
Well, next up we have Boyer Valley at Griswold. And, Jim, I thought it would be poetic if we had you start off this prediction because you were a big believer in the Tigers last year. You went out and you vouched for them many, many weeks. You did, Jim. You believed in the Griswold way. Things are looking better for Griswold, but between these two, who do you have, Jim?
But I finished last.
It's a new season, a new look, and a new year.
It's a new look, new season, new year. Okay. But probably the old result, I'm afraid, this time around. Boyer Valley's got the advantage of having one under their belt already from last week. Griswold's got a little bit of excitement. They're hoping to kind of get things turned in a different direction this year. But, I'm not sure about week number one for them because it's week two for BV. I'm going to go with Boyer Valley.
Okay. Looking at this one, putting together some nice notes, Boyer Valley's got a great quarterback. That's Owen Garside. Last year, he totaled 897 yards, almost 600 on the ground, 298 in the air, and 19 total touchdowns. I do like how Griswold has some great offensive pieces back. Nobody graduated, so the depth is going to be a little bit stronger. And this year's team for the Tigers, I predict, are going to win more than one game, but that will not start against the Bulldogs. I got Boyer Valley.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you there. Asa, Garside had a great game last week to open the season against Moravia. As they picked up a nice win. You've got Jeremy Christensen there. Is it second year or third year? Third year, yeah. So, you know, he's got some things going for him up there. And so, you know, they've just got a lot of positives coming for him. But that's not to negate Griswold. They return a lot of kids in there. They got a good group of seniors that have been around. Coach Lemke's done a nice job of being a positive reinforcement for that group. And like you said, I think they're going to win a couple, multiple games this year. So so that'll be great for them to see how they compete. But, this first one out of the gate, Boyer Valley just has a little bit more experience.
Chris, were you looking at Bodie Wyman's stats there, over 1,200 yards passing and 11 touchdowns? Is that going to make you go out on a limb?
That's not going to make me go out on a limb. I agree with what you gentlemen alluded to with, you know, Griswold having some guys back finally to kind of, you know, build a little bit hopefully this year. But I think this is a pretty decent Boyer Valley team. And like Matt alluded to, they've got a really good guy leading the way there, Mr. Christensen, who had one heck of a run there at FM before he moved back to his home district there at BV. And Garside's a good player. They've got some other, you know, good guys around him as well. I think the production's just there offensively enough here for Boyer Valley to win this one.
Okay, that's a clean sweep there for Boyer Valley. And our last game before our first break, that'll be Audubon up in Anita against the Cam Cougars. And this one for me was tough. I was going back and forth on it. You know, if Chase Speaker wasn't hurt, I would go with Cam right off the bat. But things happen, and especially in the postseason, we were there for that baseball game, saw Speaker go down. He's been such a leader. He's helped the offensive production so well. And I look at it, and I feel like Audubon on the other side is fairly replenished from last year. They have their leading passer and rusher there in senior Aaron Olson. They bring back their leading receiver, Austin Christensen. Their two top defenders and tackles with Gabe Jensen and Eli Jorgensen. And senior McCade Paulson won't have a huge growing curve to deal with. He's going to be pretty sharp with 154 yards and two touchdowns last year rushing. He's going to help that design quarterback run game that Coach Bauer does. But I like Audubon, and I think it's time for them to break that losing streak to Cam.
Not so fast, my friend. I've got I'm going to go with the Cougars on this one. I think defense comes into play first game here. They returned quite a few members on their defense. Cam's going to have more size, especially up front. They return all their defensive front in there. Audubon's got to replace some members up there. So in this eight-man game, I'm going to go with Cam. Home field advantage is huge. for them. It's not like Speaker went down, you know, 3 days ago and all of a sudden they got to replace him. They've been able to replace him since the middle of summer. They knew that what was going to happen. And so they've had the entire last half of the season or summer to kind of adjust with some of their football drills during the summer, plus all preseason here. So Cougars at home.
Okay, Chris.
That was pretty early to bring up the Corso already.
I did, I know.
Wow. We're off to
and aggressive, too.
Yeah. He was waiting for it. He knew it was coming. I certainly am a believer in Coach Bauer and what he does there in Anita. They're a solid team. They won the game handily last year against Ottoman when I thought, you know, that was going to be much closer. But it's not just that, you know, Speaker's not there. They did lose some pretty important production from last year, too. You talk about guys like Brody Paulson, Austin Williams, Jack Fulman. I mean, there were some pretty big pieces. And not to say that Ottoman didn't have some of the same happen, but I think it's just so important for them that they've got a guy like Aaron Olson back. You know, he's a pretty comfortable player back there. He's been playing now for multiple years as a starter. He knows what's going on with the offense. And I think they'll find some other pieces to work around him. The size thing, yeah, I don't know. Maybe that will be an issue for him. But I'm going to give the edge here just because of the experience leading the way here for the Ottoman Wheelers to, like you said, Asa, grab one from the Cougars.
There we go. Mr. Jim, what do you have?
Matt was awfully aggressive with that interjection there, but
my fight or flight almost kicked in there. I was going to start swinging.
I think I'm going to leave him on an island, though. I kind of like Ottoman in this one as well. I just think they've got a little bit of talent coming back here this year. I don't know. I like Ottoman. And they're the higher ranked team of the two here this starting the season. So I don't know. I'm going to go with Ottoman on the road.
All righty, we have two limb picks through our first three game selections. When it comes to our Weave and Exira EHK, I'm the lone believer in the Spartans. For Cam and Audubon, that matchup, Matt, you're left on a limb thinking the Cougars will get it done once again. We'll have a quick break here from Rush GPA and Fairway. We'll be back with some more selections on who's going to win.
Hey, Garrett, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Yeah, Becky, this week we have a great deal on Pepsi, Coke, 7-Up, 12-pack, 12-ounce cans. Buy three, get three free. Great for the grill, T-bone steaks for only $9.88 a pound. We have our Frito-Lay party-sized chips for only $3.88 each when you buy three. Get our fresh blackberries for only $1.98 for 6 ounces. We have great savings to stock up the freezer on our 85% lean ground beef 10-pound tubes for only $3.88 a pound. And don't forget to check out the rest of our ad for all our great savings, and thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Welcome back here to KJAN and Who's Gonna Win, sponsored by Rush CPA and Fairway. Alrighty, gentlemen, let's pick things up where we left off. It is West Monona at Riverside. And you know what? Let's go ahead with you, Matt. Okay. Lead the way for us.
Sure. I don't have too much on West Monona, but I did see Riverside this summer a couple of times. And I like what I did see. You know, they bring back quite a few players, especially Gordon in the backfield. You know, he's going to be a force to reckon with. I think they've got a pretty decent senior class in there as well, in different key positions. So defense will probably be pretty strong for them on that side of the ball. So to go in conjunction with Gordon's rush game. So I'm going to go with the Riverside home game for them, pick up that initial victory.
Okay. Chris, what are you seeing?
Yeah, all you really need to know about this one is that Jackson Gordon is back for Riverside, and I think that makes the difference.
He's just a junior, right?
Yeah. And they won the game in a shutout last year. You know, obviously West Monona's had their struggles. They do bring back a couple of guys, quarterback and running back, that maybe can do some stuff for them there with the Chase Lander. But You know, you do lose Grady Jepson. That's a blow for Riverside. But we've got another Jepson and Cole who made an impact last year that'll be back. So I think they've got some other weapons that can help them out. And, of course, you know, Coach Frayne's done a pretty good job of, you know, setting his kind of program expectations now there. So I like the Bulldogs.
All righty, Jim.
Dogs. They play well at home. I mean, they've really battled well at home. Even some games they probably shouldn't have won that they have, or been closer than probably most folks expected over the last few years, since they built their new facility over there. They've really played pretty well at home. So I'm going with the Bulldogs.
I definitely feel like looking at our schedule of games this week, this is an easier one to choose from, and you can just look at BC Moore's rankings between these two. West Monona is at 51, and Riverside is ranked at number 17. So for me, when I look at those difference in rankings off of BC Moore and then the production of Jackson Gordon coming back over 1,200 rushing yards, pretty easy decision to go with the Bulldogs. Next up, AHSTW's at Tri-Center. Chris, I'm giving you some good ones here. What do you got?
Yeah, fun game to start the year. The, you know, two teams that are usually pretty familiar with each other just from a proximity standpoint and history and lots of sports. You know, I think Avoca's got some pretty high expectations this year. I don't know. I've heard some rumblings that maybe it hasn't been the smoothest offseason camp for them, but they do bring back a lot of production. Camden Souk up there at the quarterback spot. Of course, you've got Luke Sternberg still. And Caden Baxter, another player that you can throw in there that can do a lot for you. And on the other side for Tri-Center, you know, they lost their quarterback and Woolhutter from last year. They do bring back Coonsie at running back. They always play tough, but Voca's got the talent advantage here, so I'm going to go with the Vikings.
All righty. Jim?
It seems like every year with Tri-Center, it seems like if they have a couple of the superstars, they perform really, really well. But I just don't see quite that same level of star power this year. Not that the other kids aren't strong participants, but it just seems like they always have one or two guys who really carry the load for them. AHSTW traditionally doesn't really depend so much on individuals. Their game seems to be based more on everybody filling their roles, and they usually do a pretty good job with that. It's on the road, but like Chris said, I think the Vikings have pretty high expectations this year, so I'm going to go with AHSTW. I love me some alphabet soup.
I will join both of y'all there. I think AHSTW is going to have some great talent returning, including Luke Sternberg. 130 carries, 994 yards, averaging 7.6 yards per carry. They're a strong group. Their defense is reloaded. Again, there's those expectations for them, and I think Coach G.G. Harris has taken that very seriously. He knows how to motivate his players really well. And then last year when they played Tri-Center, it wasn't close, and that's going to give them some more confidence to get the win. Give me the Vikings. Matt?
I'm going to go with the Vikings as well. I do like everything that they have coming back, obviously. Sternberg with a big piece of that. We'll go with the Vikings.
Okay. Get that down. That's a clean sweep. And then our last game, part of our segment here, we'll start with Jim. That is Underwood at Van Meter. This one had drama last year. Jim, what are you expecting between these two?
Last year, every time they play, there's drama, it seems like. You know, Van Meter is one of those schools that traditionally just continues to put out strong programs. That's one of the reasons they're one of the least liked sports programs in the state, because everybody else envies what they seem to be able to do year after year after year. Underwood has been on a really, really good run. This is at Van Meter, and that's really a tough place to go play football. But two words kind of sum this one up for me. Garrett Lute. He's a very, very good athlete. You pick a sport, doesn't matter. I mean, just go ahead and run through the school year and give me a sport, and I'll tell you who's their best player. It's going to be Garrett Lute just about every time. Very good athlete, a young guy. I think he's just a junior this year. Just really a good leader, even though he's not one of the necessarily the upperclassmen. But, yeah, as long as he's on the field, I'm going with Underwood.
He's had some great numbers from last year. He's returning with 2,600 yards and 33 touchdowns. And he'll also have Easton Robertson next to him in the backfield. 25 carries, 305 yards. Things are going to be pretty tough for Van Meter. But still, I like the Bulldogs. I like what Van Meter is going to be bringing back. And when you historically know how to win and you have that confidence with you, like I got to see some of their culture in that state softball tournament in Fort Dodge a few months ago against Audubon, I think just Van Meter understands what it means to win, and they are comfortable in big moment situations. So I like Van Meter in this one. Matt?
I think this is a tough game to call here. Underwood, like Jim said, they have Garrett Lewitt come back. But, you know, they lost 90% of their rushing. His top three receivers are gone. I mean, up front, they do have three of their five offensive linemen coming back, so that's going to be a big plus for them. It's just Van Meter, just sometimes they go through things and really don't have the big names. You know, it's just a lot of different athletes that are able to fill roles and do what they need to do. So I think this will be an interesting game. I'm going to go with the home team. Just, I think, it'll be close.
Fear?
Yeah.
Out of fear? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Want to make sure I stay ahead. So I'm going to go with Van Meter, yeah.
Chris, we're looking at you. Are you going to leave Jim out on a limb?
Wow. Yeah, this is a tough game to call, like Matt said. You got the undefeated 2A returning state champions and, you know, a team that made it to the semis in 1A last year. It's also both very highly ranked again. So depending on what poll you look at, they're right up there. It's just that's those surrounding pieces. Is Underwood going to be able to fill those spots? I mean, you lost Josh Ravlin. That's you know, the one big guy you were always throwing the ball to. Jack Van Fossen, Mason Boothby, guys that were just really good athletes. In Van Meter, they lose their quarterback in Baumhover, who led the way with 26 touchdowns, and then Ben Gordon, who had over 2,000 yards rushing, is gone as well. But They're kind of one of those teams that it's geography where they are. You know, they have that reputation, and I think some kids, they know if, I don't want to go play at one of the Metro programs and I might be pretty good, and this is a place that I can probably end up, and that happens sometimes. And so they're just kind of that reload type of atmosphere. And like you said, that tradition of winning. I went back and forth on this a little bit, but I think you guys kind of convinced me with the home field situation. I think that gives Van Meter a little bit of an edge. So I'm going to take the Bulldogs and what will be a doozy to open up the season.
Do you hear, Jim, you're left on a limb.
I'm loving this limb.
it's not a bad limb.
This isn't a terribly thin limb.
No.
Well, through those previous three, all of us are in unison on the first two selections. Between West Monona, we have the Bulldogs winning, and with AHSCW Tri-Center, the Vikings will win that one. Jim, you're alone on Underwood at Van Meter, but as you noted, you feel pretty strong in the roots there and what that limb has to offer. Let's take another break. When we return, our final two selections of Lewis Central at Harlan and Clark at Atlantic.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey Garrett, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Yeah, Becky, this week we have a great deal on Pepsi, Coke, 7-Up, 12-pack, 12-ounce cans. Buy three, get three free. Great for the grill, T-bone steaks for only $9.88 a pound. We have our Frito-Lay party-sized chips for only $3.88 each when you buy three. Get our fresh blackberries for only $1.98 for 6 ounces. We have great savings to stock up the freezer on our 85% lean ground beef 10-pound tubes for only $3.88 a pound. And don't forget to check out the rest of our ad for all our great savings, and thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to the final segment here on Who's Gonna Win. And I don't know why I do this to myself every year, but I'm going to start off with this selection with Lewis Central at Harlan. This is a difficult one. This was not an easy pick for me. Both teams have phenomenal players coming back. I mean, you got junior quarterback Gabe Arkfeld, who threw 7 passes, which was not great, but he has Lucas Francis, their top returning rusher, with him, posting 375 yards, 5 touchdowns last year. Joseph Rice for Harlan, their top returning receiver, he caught 33 passes for 437 yards and 3 touchdowns back in 2023. If I look at Lewis Central, I'm trying to find some of their top guys. And they do have some, including their quarterback, Brady Hetzel. He threw 2,500 yards, 26 touchdowns. And I found this interesting stat that Lewis Central returns 56.3% of their rushing production and their three starting defensive linemen. So when you're going up against Weston Rice, Hayden Soma, Jackson Beaker, Lucas Francis, there's a lot of strength and talent there for Harlan, and they nearly got the win. Chris, if I remember correctly from last year, you did pick Harlan to upset Lewis Central. Are you able to remember that far back?
No, that's too long ago for me to remember.
I remember this game. We were texting back and forth during the game. I do remember that in our group text here. But for me, I'm going to go with the proven subject. Give me Lewis Central. I think they're going to get the win against Harlan. Matt, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I think that Lewis Central, you bring back your three defensive linemen up front against a fairly inexperienced offensive line for Harlan. Harlan lost some key defensive players back there in their secondary and on offense there. You know, quarterback there is going to have to get his feet wet for a little while. I think it's going to take some time for him. So I'm going to go with Lewis Central as well on this one.
Chris?
Yeah, the defending champs, very good team, talented. There's a lot there to like about Lewis Central. Harlan, yeah, you lose your quarterback that had been starting for a while. You lost Eggers and Sears as well, who are both really talented guys on the outside. So that's a lot to overcome and change. Now, we've also learned the last few years that this game is always wacky and ends oddly. It was a last-second field goal that got it done for Lewis Central last year. But I think that there's a lot more this year that's leaning towards one team, and that team is the Titans. So I'm going with Lewis Central.
And Jim?
Nobody has Harlan's number, okay? Nobody has Harlan's number. But Lewis Central is about as close as anybody could probably come as to having Harlan's number. I was just looking back at some of the recent history of this matchup, and I mean, even the last four games. I mean, Lewis Central wins the last two, 21-20, 30-27. Harlan wins four in a row before that, 36-29, 21-14, some of those scores. I mean, they're all close. Mm-hmm. They're almost always close. But Lewis Central's actually won six of the last 10 against Harlan. Who can say that? Nobody. I mean, you look at the history. Harlan had a good run for a while. They won eight in a row a while back, and then Lewis Central started to kind of crack the armor a little bit. They split a couple of games, and then Lewis Central won four in a row. Harlan wins four in a row. Lewis Central's won the last. It's kind of trending where over the last 10, 15 years, Lewis Central's kind of had a little bit better run at this. And as we've documented already, I think they have a little bit more coming back this year. It's always hard to go to Harlan and win, but not for Lewis Central. The home field really hasn't meant much in this series over the last 8 or 10 years. So I'm going to go with Lewis Central. I'm going to make that unanimous.
Okay, a clean sweep there. And then our last selection, Clark at Atlantic. Matt, start us off.
I'm going to go with the Trojans on this one. Great run game last week. They have that one game under their belt, which is always kind of nice, and they played pretty efficiently. So. I think that was a lot of positive there for them. Clark just lost a lot of players. You know, they had a pretty senior-heavy group last year, so they got a lot of important people to replace in there. So with that being their first game, new coaching staff, adjustments and stuff like that, you know, that's going to be tough to do. So I'm going to go with the home team and the Trojans.
All righty. Chris?
Yeah, Clark really kind of relied a lot on that tall, lanky quarterback there in Cooley last year to do all kinds of stuff for him, and he's gone. So there's a lot of change there. And Atlantic, I think, you know, it's not necessarily about who they're playing, but how they're playing here so far. You know, if they can run the ball like that, you're going to have a chance to compete against anybody. Now, granted, it's a one-week sample, and you've got to prove it against some other teams, but I like what opportunities lie ahead. When you've got a guy like Gavin McLaren that you can not only hand the ball off to, but then also put him out in front and take out a couple guys around the corner, that's a big reason why Tyson O'Brien went over 200 yards last week. So I like Atlantic's run game, and I like him to win this one pretty handily.
Jim?
I have some inside information that I'm going to share with you now, that Atlantic last week in that week zero victory, they just ran and ran and ran and ran the ball because they're setting up for the pass this week. They're going to throw the ball 50 times this week because Clark's going to put 8-9 in the box and Atlantic's going to throw over the top of it. Okay, I might have. I may have made that up. Okay.
Maybe not 50 times.
I may have made
48.
That up.
48.
More than five.
More than three or so. Yeah. No, honestly, why would you go away from that? If it works, that's where you're going to start. And then that's maybe where you finish if you have some early success with that again, just like last week. But no, I was impressed. I was concerned about Atlantic's lack of size up front coming into the year. But apparently they opened some nice holes last week, and we've got some good runners back there. And, it's the playmaking decisions are easy when you have that kind of production. Either go left or right, one or the other. I like Atlantic at home. Clark can enjoy the Trojan Bowl all they want, but they're not going to enjoy the ride home.
I'm with you there, Jim. I'm just going to go with Atlantic right off the bat. Only stat I want to throw out is the Trojans were averaging 8.3 yards per carry. And I don't care what school you're playing, the fact that you can do that shows you have a lot of talent. And as you noted, Matt, Clark has a lot of players they're losing. And we'll see if Jim really has that inside information. Are you our Adam Schefter, Jim? Do you, you have the inside sources?
Freaking. Let me just reiterate. I was joking. I have no inside information whatsoever.
And with our last two selections, it was unanimous with Lewis Central winning against Harlan and Atlantic beating Clark. Once again, we wanted to thank Rush CPA and Fairway for sponsoring Who's Going to Win. This was the Week 1 edition. Chris Parks was our champion last year, and hopefully that'll change. Thanks for listening.
Nope.
Hey, Garrett, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Yeah, Becky, this week we have a great deal on Pepsi, Coke, 7-Up, 12-pack, 12-ounce cans. Buy three, get three free. Great for the grill, T-bone steaks for only $9.88 a pound. We have our Frito-Lay party-sized chips for only $3.88 each when you buy three. Get our fresh blackberries for only $1.98 for 6 ounces. We have great savings to stock up the freezer on our 85% lean ground beef 10-pound tubes for only $3.88 a pound. And don't forget to check out the rest of our ad for all our great savings, and thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.